Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulys. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's May 13, 2007, and here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released November 5, 2002.
Here's a difficult question, Nazreen. There is a big fight in this country over racial quotas. People do not believe that police departments, fire departments, and schools, primarily colleges, should be required to have a racial mix of their students and personnel. They believe people should just attend who have the best grades, even if most of those people are white. Do you believe minorities should be given special privileges, extra opportunity?
Wouldn't it be nice, Alora, if such things were not necessary? But unfortunately, human nature makes them so. White people have a tendency of taking advantage every opportunity they have. It's a sad fact, but a sad fact that is absolutely true. So the only way that other races can be guaranteed a fair share, can be guaranteed their rights, is there are quotas. There are set amounts that they have to have, because if they don't, the whites will shove them right aside. This is a cruel thing. It is a terrible thing, but unfortunately, there are those in the white race that will take every advantage they can and do anything they can to anyone else to guarantee that their children are going to get ahead and other people's aren't. We wish this was not so, but there has to be quotas. There needs to be quotas, because there are people that just do not respect other people and do not care about other people, and the only thing that they think about is getting their children ahead and giving their children every advantage over other people's children and doing as much as they possibly can to keep other people's children from getting ahead. While there are people like this, Alora, there must be quotas.
I expected no other answer from you, Nazreen, and how true your words are. It is too bad that there are people like that, but there are, and as long as there are, we will do your will and always fight to see that everyone gets a fair share.
We'll be back after the break. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. If you've ever been interested in publishing a magazine, either in printed format or online, you'll really enjoy The Book of Zines by Chip Rowe. It can be found online at www.zinebook.com. It contains many fascinating articles on the subject, including an interview with Speakers Gerald and Linda Pauly. Do check it out when you can. I'm sure you'll really enjoy it. We're back! Nazreen, there was recently an altercation between the Los Angeles Police Department and demonstrators for immigration reform who want all illegal aliens in the United States pardoned. Do you believe the force used by the Los Angeles police was excessive?
Yes, a little, Alora, but the police had every right to make arrests. Stones were being thrown, bottles were being thrown, policemen were being assaulted. This cannot happen. Demonstrations are allowable, but when the police say those demonstrations are over and for the people to go home, the people have to obey. These are criminals. They are people supporting criminals. Illegality is illegality. These people are in the country illegally, and those supporting them are wrong. They should not be out in the streets trying to get them legalized. I believe something should be done to take away the right of children born in the United States of illegal aliens. They should not be made citizens. This would take away what the aliens coming into the United States want. They want their children to become American citizens. If their children can't become American citizens, one of the greatest reasons for them to come would not be there, and a lot of them wouldn't come. That is something that has to be done. It is hard, it is difficult, but it's something that has to be done. Yes, the police were a little excessive, but they had reason, and those reasons need to be understood.
Nazreen, just what law of God are these illegal aliens breaking?
Basically, Alora, thou shalt not steal. When they come here illegally, they are stealing from the workers whose jobs they are taking because they work so cheaply that other people can't work at those wages.
We'll be back again.